children were 5 years old, 6 years, 3 years, and 1 year. So they were so young, so kids, so small. So they grew up with this experience. My wife was a religious wife. She was practicing her faith, and I continued my life as a father, going to work in the morning, coming in the afternoon, taking care of my kids, studying with them, teaching them, playing with them, on the weekends, taking them out. I was a very normal father, very, very normal father. But what changed is our daily prayers. They saw that we have a change in our lives as how to we behave with others. So something was very tangible is our love to the people who are dealing with us on a daily basis. That's why my kids were always asking me questions about our tolerance, about how we are treating our neighbors, how we are dealing with strangers. They didn't notice a change because they grew up with this experience. So the change was inside of me and my wife first. And then our kids were growing with us. We were teaching them how to love, how to be tolerant, how to love Jesus, praying every night together, and then going to Mass so often. So the practice of our faith was like a bit increasing, but not very extraordinary. So we were very ordinary family, father, mother, and kids, living like all the people, exactly like all the families, but with maybe a more bit of prayers and something in the flavor of our lives. And the flavor is that this was put, I say, with more love, joy, and happiness in our family. And it's still growing. Now my kids are 33 and 30 and 27 years old. So they are Christians. They are practicing their faith. They know about the love of Christ. They are amazing young people among their friends, very loving, very lovable, and they're happy. So this is what every family should do. We are not doing something extraordinary. This is the ordinary life, to have a happy family, to love each other and to love others. So I don't know if this is the answer to your question.
Yes, yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
I know there are certain words of Saint Charbel that are in the book on his life, but there are others that have not been released or published, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct.
Will those ever be published or will those remain private?
No, they are on their way to be published.
Okay.
There is no private messages. Just they take the normal time to be published.
Okay.
Because there is a process that we have to do. First, my spiritual guide will have to read them first and then to pass them to the bishop of the area, and after that to the patriarch. And then after the blessing of the patriarch, I have the authorization to publish them.
Okay.
So the last messages they did all this process. They finished their way, and now it's up to me to publish the new messages.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you, Andrew.
Truly.
Thanks to our Lord.
Yes,
he
thank
is
you.
The world.
Yes. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
My name is Mary, and Mr. Nader, or Raymond Nader, when you were taking care of your family, when did you have time to pray? You said you prayed at night. So when did you sleep?
When we organize our day and our time, we will have plenty of time for everything. My day was divided into several parts. The first part was my work and at the TV station. And then afternoon, I spent 2, 3, 4, 5 hours with my family, like all the fathers. So I come home at 4 o'clock from my work. I stay with my family till 8, 9. And then I have from 9 or 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock and after midnight for myself to pray, to read, sometimes to talk to Hassan for hours on the phone. And we talk always after midnight. And I will have from 4 to 6 hours every day to sleep. And for me, it was enough because I grew up sleeping 4 hours every day because during the war, we couldn't sleep a lot. So we were only sleeping between 4 and 6 hours a day. And it was enough. So you have between 18 and 20 hours every day to work within. So it's plenty of time for my work, my family, and for my prayer.
Thank you. That helps.
Thank you.
Yes. First of all, I want to say thank you for doing what you're doing. And first of all, I'll say that I'm actually related to Sal Bell Makhlouf. My great-great-grandmother, Sadie Makhlouf, was his great-niece. So I've been doing family tree research on that. So I'm trying to find out directly how she's related to him that way. The question I have, do you still have that print on your arm?
Yes. Yes, I still have it on my arm.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask 2 questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my other question is, I've always wanted to know about Saint Charbel's personality. It seems like even though he did not speak much, he had a good wit, a good sense of humor on very few occasions. I was curious if you have experienced the feeling of his personality when he has delivered words to you. Do you ever feel different parts of his personality?
Yes, of course. I'm not pretending that he is my best friend, but I have a good relation with him, so I can feel his spirit. You're right, as you said, he has a very beautiful sense of humor during his life and his afterlife. His personality, he has a sense of humor. I feel that he's always happy. He has an extraordinary happiness. And at the same time, he is very tough and serious.
Mm-hmm.
So Saint Charbel is a mixture of love and tenderness and toughness.
Mm-hmm.
He is very tough in teaching and inviting us to have a serious life. He's very serious. And at the same time, he has a beautiful sense of humor. So it was during his lifetime, all his answers were always full of humor to all the questions that people are asking him. And even now in his messages, you can feel his sense of humor with the words that he is using to forward the message. Mm-hmm. So he's very tender, very lovable, very had a lot of love in his heart. And at the same time, he is very serious and tough. So a lot of tenderness and seriousness at the same time.
Thank you. That's kind of what I was picturing and thinking. And I love that. I love the mixture of the two. Some of the things that I've read are funny that he's actually said to people. I think there was a story about somebody calling him crazy. And then he showed up and spoke with a man that afternoon and said, "Did you just call me crazy this morning?"
Yeah. Yeah. No.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
he has a lot of stories. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. You had two questions.
That was my second question. So I won't ask any more. I could ask you all day long questions. I'll be quiet now, though.
Okay.
I have a question. Yes. Please excuse my ignorance, Raymond. I'm not certain about this. When you were in that light, I had the thought that you were implying that that was God, that you were in the presence of God. But these messages are coming from Saint Charbel. Would you clarify this? I'm confused. Please.
Yeah, first of all, it's not an ignorant question. So you forgive my ignorance. I consider that this light for me is the light of God. And I always say that I experience this presence of the light of God. But the messages were from a person who experienced our poor life, because in some of the experiences I saw the face of Saint Charbel talking to me. So it was like in the presence of God, in the presence of this holy light, Saint Charbel was talking to me. So it was not only the presence of God and the light, and it was not only the presence of Saint Charbel. I consider that experience, this light is the presence of God, but the messages are from Saint Charbel.
Thank you. Is this the way it continues now with the messages you're receiving?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. It's the same.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask something else. There are people I know that are very deep in their faith, and they are interested in Saint Charbel. They really do need to hear testimony. And is there any way that this testimony could be shared with others so that, because they're doing a great deal already, and I know they're very interested in growing in that holiness. So I can see them coming on board with this. So I just would like a way to share your testimony with them and to get what the message you're receiving, you know, for myself and for others.
Yeah. Margaret, I'm going to post it online, and I will send the link to all of you later, and you can share the link.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And I think that my first testimony that I did in 1996 is already on YouTube
It is posted on our YouTube channel also.
Yeah, and it's translated to English, right?
Yeah,
I'm speaking in Arabic, but there's a subtitle in English.
Right.
So it was fresh then after it was in the first year of my experiences. You can see me when I was young and speaking freshly about this experience.
I have one more question.
Yes.
Mr. Nader, I've read the book, the large book about Saint Charbel, and in the back where it talks about these wonderful messages, it wasn't clear to me if that was God or if that was Saint Charbel, because I don't believe it said these messages are from Saint Chabel, but I was told that they were. But I'm just wondering in the back of the book if those messages are from Saint Chabel, or were they messages from the Lord?
No, the messages are from Saint Chabel. I already answered this same question.
Okay.
They are from Saint Chabel, from the environment of Saint Chabel, even. The technical words that we use here in Lebanon in our daily life are coming from him, because he is using the same words that we use every day here in Lebanon, the same dialect, the same.
Okay.
Yeah, she's referring to the book. So, but I think in the book, it's mentioned at the beginning of the addendum, they mention what happened with Raymond. And they say that these are the messages that Saint Chabel gave to Raymond. I think at the beginning they mentioned that.
Okay.
But then in the messages, it's a list of 16 messages. But I think it's mentioned.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions?
Hi, Raymond. This is Gabriel.
Yes, Gabriel.
As you know, we are celebrating the 500th year of Christianity here in the Philippines. Saint Chabel came to us Filipinos mostly through our overseas Filipino workers who have experienced working in Lebanon and eventually getting to know Saint Chabel. My question is, in these times, especially during this time of the pandemic, what is the relevance of Saint Chabel to us today?
Okay, thank you for the question, Gab. Thank you. I'm so happy to see you after years of communicating through the Facebook. You know, the message of Saint Chabel is almost always the same during pandemics or outside the pandemics. You know, Saint Chabel is, as I said first, is sending us a wake-up call, because we all know that humanity now is drifting, is going astray, or is going far from God. And Saint Chabel want them back to God, want them back to Jesus, to the true faith. So everything what is Saint Chabel performing of miracles, messages, and all these things, the goal and the objectives are only the salvation of the souls, to get the people get back to the Lord, get back to Jesus, get back to their faith, to achieve the purpose of their existence. So this is the eternal, the permanent message of Saint Chabel and all the saints, just to show us Christ. They are showing us with their fingers, they are showing us Christ, to look to Christ, to get to know him, to get into relation with him. And you know that people usually look at God when they are in distress much more than when they are happy and enjoying lives. That's why during pandemics and during catastrophes, they are much more able to listen, to open their ears to the voice of God. That's why during this pandemic now, since 1 year and a half, people are listening more to the voice of God. They are listening more to the voice of Saint Chabel, to all the saints, because they discovered how weak the human being is. And because, you know, in the last century, this huge development in the technology, in science, in artificial intelligence, in electronics, human beings thought they are so powerful. They can control everything. They can control the world. They can control their lives. But they discovered lately with this COVID-19 pandemic that the human being is very weak. They are controlling absolutely nothing. Just a small virus that we cannot see shut down the whole world. All the planes, all the trains, all the communications were shut down by an invisible tiny enemy. So humanity now are discovering how weak they are. And they are discovering how small they are. And they are looking now really for other meanings for their lives. So now that the time is much more better to preach and to talk about Jesus, to think deeply about the meaning of our lives, and to know that God is the Lord, that Jesus is the Lord, and not the human being, which is so poor and so weak and so small. So the message of St. Charbel during the pandemic is much more heard now by people, but it's always the same. Go to Jesus. This is the message of St. Charbel today, tomorrow, and forever, during pandemics and out of pandemics. Go to Jesus. Okay, Gab.
Thank you, Raymond. This universal call to holiness has been very much impressed on us, especially during the Second Vatican Council, I must say. And, you know, there's this document by our Philippine bishops on the Plenary Council of the Philippines, which states, we Filipinos, many of us are sacramentalized, but not evangelized. So perhaps you can share with us how we can effectively evangelize others and not only limit ourselves to being sacramentalized, but more importantly, to be really living up to the ideals of the gospel.
Yes, this is very important, Gabriel. What you're talking about is our daily talk now, especially here in Lebanon. You know, we Catholics are always trying to live our faith through the sacraments, as you said, and to sanctify our lives and to become holy ourselves. But for the last decades, we lost the spirit of preaching. We lost the zeal of preaching. We disregard this part of our faith, of our mission. Now I think that St. Charbel, what is doing, then this is very important what you said now, because this is one side, one important side of the mission that St. Charbel is giving us today, is to keep working on our lives, to live by the sacraments, to practice our faith, by living, as I said, to live our faith through the sacraments of the church, but to not disregard the other part, which is much more important, which is, let's say, equally important, to preach, to go out, to talk about Jesus, to use all the means to let people know Jesus, to use the media, to use our daily lives, our communications, our powers, and everything that we have to preach, to get people to know more about Jesus Christ, to know more about our faith, to have calls, videos, publishings, flyers, to talk about Jesus every day, every night, to have it as a part of our lives. We are all invited to preach, to talk about Jesus, to spread the good news, not only to live by the sacraments in our churches. It's very important our holiness and to be always with Jesus and to live by the sacraments. It's extremely important. Yes, sure. But which is more important, and I say, which is equally important, let's say, to get more people to know Jesus, to baptize, to teach. Jesus gave us a command it's a command and a commandment to go out in the world and to preach and to baptize people. We should not disregard this. So here in Lebanon and around us, we are struggling every day to preach, to let people more know more about Jesus. This is the main mission of our TV station here in Lebanon, Tele Lumière and Noursa, which I am part of it. Our daily work is to let more people, and especially the Arabic-speaking people, know more about Jesus Christ, to know about Jesus, about the saints, about our faith. And I guess that God is doing a lot through these means. And we have to be good instruments in His hand, instruments of preaching, instruments of His love, of His peace, wherever we go. So we have to regain this spirit of preachers, of apostles, of disciples, to preach and tell people about Jesus every day in whatever we do, when we eat and when we drink and when we walk and when we work, and all the details of our lives should be a kind of preaching to the people around us. This is very important in our lives, and especially for the Catholics. You know that the Protestant churches are much more powerful than us in preaching. They are always preaching, having lectures, gatherings, talking about Jesus, using all the means to spread the word of Jesus, to make people know more about Jesus. The Protestants, they took this side of preaching and they let down the sacraments and the other side. No, we did, at the Catholics, we did the opposite. Now we have to do both, the sacraments and the preaching. So we have to live holy lives by the sacraments and to preach, to use all the means, all the necessary means, and all the means that we have to get more people to get baptized and to know Jesus. And this is very important in this century, and especially in this period of time. So thank you for your question, Gab, because this is the main issue that we have now. And we are talking about this every day, especially here in Lebanon, because this is our main mission as Christian, Lebanese, Arabic-speaking Christians to talk to the Arabic-speaking world about Jesus.
Thank you, Raymond. Salamat.
Thank you, Gab. Salamat for you.
I have one more quick comment.
Yeah.
For those of us that have raised our children in the faith and they have lost their way and they don't want to hear any more about the church or Jesus right now, is our best way of handling that to pray for their conversion and to just love them without bringing up Jesus when they don't want to hear it right now? They don't want to hear about him anymore. No more rosaries. Don't tell me about the healing masses. They don't want to hear it at this time.
Yeah. Yeah, the best thing to do is to behave as good Christians in front of them, so they have to see Jesus. If we can make them see Jesus in us without talking about him and using words, this is much better than talking to them and have some issues with them and some discussions that will need to more of the times to nowhere. So the best thing to do in front of our youth today first is to pray for them and to let them see Jesus in our behaviors, in our words, in our way of life, in our love, in our service, in our sacrifices. Let them see Jesus in us without talking about Jesus. And I'm sure that with time, in the specific time that God will choose, He will call them and they will hear.
Okay, great.
So, the most important thing that I saw in my parents They never talked to me about Jesus when I became a teenager and then after that an adult. They stopped talking to me about Jesus, telling me to go to pray or to go to church and to do this or to do that. But I always remember my father and my mother praying in the evening, going to Mass, loving people, forgiving, living sacrifices. And I was always seeing Jesus in them. And this is the picture that I have of my parents. I don't remember their words. I remember their behavior.
Wow.
I was seeing them. I was seeing them praying, loving them, loving each other, helping people, serving people. And this was imprinted in my mind and in my spirit much more than their words. Now what our kids need now in this period of time to see, they have to see Jesus in us, in our tenderness, in our love, in our sacrifice, in our special way of behaving in a very evil world. When they see us facing evil with love, they will start asking questions about their lives and they will find the answers when God will choose the right time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more questions? It seems we're done.
Okay.
Any final words?
I would like to thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I thank you because you allowed me to have this beautiful evening with you. And I'm always happy to talk about God and to listen to the words of God from the people I meet with them. So it was a blessing for me tonight to hear you, to see you, to share with you the love of God, to share with you our vision in witnessing to Jesus and the world. So I thank God for this meeting, and I thank you so much for this beautiful meeting. I always be praying for you, and I will like to ask you to pray for me. Mm-hmm. So God may be always blessing us and helping us, giving us the strength to be his new disciples, his new witnesses in this world, in whatever we do, wherever we go, to be his image in this world, to let people see him through us. So thank you so much. I'm looking forward maybe to more meetings, to more talks.
Mm-hmm.
To have you more and more, whenever the time will allow us, and Ghassan will allow us as well. And I'm looking forward to see you maybe one day in the U.S., or maybe one day you come to visit this holy land of Lebanon, not, of course, during this tough period where we are living now, but maybe one day, and I hope very soon, to have some peaceful period where we can receive you again and again in this Holy Land of Lebanon. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Allah ma'ak.
Allah ma'ak. Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you all. Thank you. God bless you.